Unit 5. English and English-speaking countries. Lesson 19. Exercise 1.2.
Hi, Yangyang. Thank you for your email. I'm really happy that we met each other on the internet. How are your English classes going? Have you learned a lot? In your last email, you asked me if students in Canada learn a foreign language. This depends on where you live in the country and your school. I live in Vancouver, and here most students start learning a foreign language when they are in primary school. Others start in junior high school. Because both English and French are official languages in Canada, most English-speaking students learn French. But you can learn other languages too. In my school, you can choose either Chinese or French or both. I chose to learn Chinese. I have a lot of Chinese friends, and I really like Chinese culture. My younger sister is also learning Chinese. This way, we can talk to each other in Chinese, and our parents won't understand. In Vancouver, there are also a lot of language schools. If someone wants to learn a foreign language, he can go to these schools after regular classes. Most language schools offer Chinese classes. Also, many Chinese parents send their children to Chinese language schools, so they won't forget their native language. You told me that learning English is difficult. I think learning any foreign language is difficult. Chinese is also difficult for me, but we shouldn't give up. Next time I send you email, I'll try to write in Chinese, and you can reply in English. This way, we'll help each other in learning a foreign language. I'd also like to know what it is like to learn English in China. Could you tell me about it? I'm looking forward to reading your email. Cheers, Paula.
Exercise 2.1.
Native peoples have been living in Canada for thousands of years, but the French were the first Europeans to arrive in Canada in the 1500s. About 100 years later, the British arrived. And both nations, the French and the British, lived peacefully for about 100 years. Then, in 1745, the British took some French land, and both nations fought against each other for the right to rule Canada. The French lost, and in 1763, Canada became British. Because of the history of both the French and the British, today Canada has two official languages, French and English. About 24% of the population speak French as a native language, and another 60% speak English as a native language. The rest speak other languages, like Chinese, Arabic, etc., as a native language, and speak either English or French as a second language. Today, the population of Canada is about 32 million, and the total area is about 10 million square kilometers. The capital city of Canada is Ottawa, and other large cities include Toronto and Vancouver. The symbol of Canada is a maple leaf, and it is also found in the center of the Canadian flag.